This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with another Bad Batch TV Talk. All right, this week we've got a continuation of what happened last week. Our heroes have found their way into this little, it's not really a village. It's almost more of a ghost town where they're trying to kind of regroup and figure out where their ship is. Omega has the genius idea. We're not going to track the ship. We're going to track Gonky, the Gonk droid, who's always kind of been in the background as something of a joke and, serves a purpose, which is, yeah, it's kind of nice. All this works. They catch up with a thief. And let me just go ahead and say, first off, I was wrong about the connections with Hondo. We're not necessarily dealing with pirates per se. We're dealing with just a general kind of run-of-the-mill thief. He's connected with this entire civilization or this colony, this mining colony. They're out trying to get the same kind of, I guess, gas rocks that they were that our heroes were trying to get last week. And this entire, civilization that they have right here, you've got a whole bunch of workers and some folks in the middle that are all fighting for a bowl while a literal fat cat is eating all their profits. It almost seems like there's a metaphor for something. I don't know. Maybe it's a metaphor for something. Capitalism. Anyway, so the cat dude, one of the things I noticed about him is that his alien species, I don't actually know because they never refer to him by name, but he appears to be the same kind of alien species that was known throughout the galaxy as enslavers. They were actually going and they would, specifically going after Ahsoka's people. And they would like enslave her people and use them in their own civilization. And I think sell them across the galaxy until the New Republic stopped the sale across the galaxy, but it was still going on their own planet. Oh man, I don't remember. There was a whole a 3-episode arc, could have been more, on the Clone Wars, where Anakin and Ahsoka and Obi-Wan had to go to their planet, and Anakin had to schmooze the queen, and Ahsoka was going undercover, and basically they were trying to disrupt their entire operation. Ironically, I believe that with the Empire, the concept of slavery going from the black market back into being more in vogue was something that occurred, but I guess I can't quite recall. And that might have been more of an Outer Rim thing than a Core World deal. I don't know. It's a whole area of the Star Wars universe that's not really explored to its fullest. But I do recall the kind of the cat-like characters, these cat-like aliens playing in there. So I think it's interesting that our literal fat cat here at the top is connected specifically with this, this entire alien race that built their economy on slavery. Here, it's not as cut and dry as that. I mean, he's literally manipulating all these kids to do his bidding. They don't know that secretly back in the back, he's feasting himself and gorging himself on sausages and stew and water bottles. And he's got it all back there. One thing I noticed in this episode is that Wrecker, maybe this is just me, but is Wrecker getting slightly dumber every single episode? This is something they need to watch out for because this happens a lot. Whenever you've got kind of a character who's kind of comically a little slow, over time, that character can get progressively dumber and dumber and dumber to the point where they're more of a cartoon than an actual character. Now, I realize the irony of that because this is a cartoon. But what I mean is they don't act like you would expect a normal person to act. So I hope we don't see Wrecker completely de-evolve into just, a complete doofus. Especially because he is supposed to be a capable warrior. He's not just the brute force. He is also, you know, tied to the clones overall. And while he might not be the tactical mind, he needs to be able to be more like, "Oh, I ate all my food because I was hungry." I mean, that little bit too much of that is, well, it's too much. I love Omega's, like, her innocence mixed with optimism is really, really refreshing. I also like the fact that we see in this episode, she herself has become really a capable warrior. She wanted to really be part of the squad early on, and we see that her training is paying off. As she's dangling off the side, as they're kind of trying to use her as bait, she sees what's going on with Hunter kind of coming to rescue her. She knows exactly when she needs to throw herself over the side and reaches right out for him with that level of trust that the Bad Batchers all have together. So she really has fully become a true Bad Batcher in that sense. I've always been wondering why she doesn't have armor, you know? Like one of the things that these guys end up in firefights and all of these like major battle sequences and everything else, you know, in this one they're actually battling exhaust to some extent, but she has more of like a makeshift gallivanting around the galaxy type of suit as opposed to true battle armor. Now this goes both ways. I mean, like, on the one hand, you know, it'd be good for her to have her own uniform, but on the other hand, feel like over time having uniforms that resemble clone or stormtroopers is going to not necessarily communicate the right thing as they're going in to help people. Plus I also understand that it's not like they make armor that, you know, I don't make armor for kids. Or actually, didn't they make armor for kids? That was on Kamino. Oh, well, Kamino's toast. All right, well, there you go. I just answered my own question. But yeah, so this was kind of the completion of a two-part little, you know, episode kind of side quest type deal. You know, as they mentioned, there's more problems in the galaxy than just the Empire. I think to some extent, that's a reminder for us as an audience. And as was also kind of stated, there's also people like the Bad Batchers that are going to go out and do the right thing and try to help those in need. So hopefully we'll get a chance to see them connect with more of these rebel cells across the galaxy. Who knows? Who knows what's to come? But that's just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts. Head over to twitter.com/TVTalkFM. Use the hashtag BadBatchTVTalk. And yeah, that's going to do it for me for today. But don't worry, I'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.